Not an episode of Grow goes by that I don't mention that Patrick Murphy is the curator of the Fell Arboretum, but that's just one of the garden assets at Illinois State University. And here to talk about all of it is Murph, who is also with ISU's School of Biological Science. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is GLT's Grow. Murph, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So there's a plan to combine some of the various gardening assets, as we've put it, under one umbrella. But first, let's talk about the Arboretum first, the Fell Arboretum. Where is it? How many trees? Is there a map? Give us a rundown.
Okay, the Fell Arboretum is right here at Illinois State University. And like all arboretums, it's a outdoor collection of trees and woody plants. Here at ISU's Fell Arboretum, we're talking 512 acres of continuous attached real estate that belongs to the university, where you will find somewhere around 2,570 trees.
Wow.
That's how many we had on Arbor Day of April 26th of this year. And recently, with the release of that map and the tree list that accompanies it, we have the very first full accounting of the Arboretum in documentation form and a shareable format since it was founded in 1996.
So how many unique species out of that 2,000-plus trees?
It's a little under 300 right now, so it's 287. And the funny thing is, you know, on Arbor Day, ISU planted a total of 5 trees that I'm aware of, and that could potentially have increased the number. But we're right around 287 distinct different trees and woody plants.
And the most unique tree in the Fell Arboretum?
Well, that's subjective, but we have a really impressive filbert on the West Campus walkway.
And does that produce the filbert nuts?
It can.
Okay.
It can. We have a beautiful American beech that's on the south end of campus near the Center for Visual Arts. And in the quad area, which is kind of the diversity hotspot for all the trees, we have a number of unusual oaks. We have some black gum hybrids. And we have some tried and true plants that have kind of outlived their normal life expectancy. In particular, there's one huge Austrian pine on the quad that's remarkably lived as long as it has.
What are the other gardening attractions at Illinois State University?
Illinois State University has just under a half dozen different assets. Next to the Fell Arboretum, my favorite would be the ISU Horticulture Center. It's an unattached public garden area that has parking and a place to wash your hands and get a drink of water.
And Constitution Trail access.
And the Constitution Trail locally can get you there as well. That is something that is put together for us through the Department of for the good folks in horticulture. And then from the Department of Biology, along with the Fell Arboretum, we have the Vasey Herbarium. And we also have the Felmy Collection Greenhouse. Those are both located in the Felmy Science Hall on campus.
When you look at all of these assets as a whole, what can an organization like Illinois State University do with them?
Talk about establishing a botanic garden with the distinction means that the gardening assets are kind of coalesced under one umbrella for the sake not only of education, but for community involvement and the sharing of other seeds and products that come from the Arboretum.
Sharing, and sharing with the public?
Potentially with the public and with other gardens a lot of times. And along with that, ISU is one of fewer and fewer schools that offer the courses of study in horticulture, landscape design, and landscape maintenance. So for us to have that feature and still teaching that shrinking curriculum, if you will, that would be a great asset. Southern Illinois University is the other school in Illinois that offers these programs.
Does botanic garden designation benefit the Fell Arboretum in any way?
Well, it's bound to. It may be indirectly, but for the Fell Arboretum, this initiative is a very good thing, particularly when it comes to strategic planning requirements that are part of becoming a public garden. That's true for the Arboretum itself, but the strategic planning stuff is true for the bigger botanic garden. And the strategic planning amounts to collaboration with educators here at ISU, staff, I'm a staff member, local experts, and even the university's architects, the folks that work in grounds. This should be a collaborative effort to help come up with some cutting-edge landscape features that would be additional assets and treasures to the Botanic Garden.
Tell me about the Vasey Herbarium. What is that?
An herbarium is a place where you would have a collection of plant tissues, small cross sections from woody stems. The Vasey Herbarium is being has been managed for years by Dr. Joe Armstrong, an emeritus botanist from the ISU's Department of Biology. There are samples in that collection that are no longer available. There are samples in that collection of very rare prairie plants that have only surfaced here and there since their decline, if you will. So it's kind of like a library. It's indoors. If you wanted to see that here at the university, you got to get in touch with somebody to go in, because it's kept behind lock and key, as it should be, because these are sensitive botanical samples.
Tell me what's going on at Ewing Manor.
Ewing Manor is the home for the Buck family at one time. That's a historic family here in the Midwest. And the fortune was made from selling concrete fence posts. And the home was made out of that same aggregate. I always thought that was interesting because the house smells like concrete when you go into it. But the grounds are beautiful. Grounds are maintained by ISU grounds workers and a ISU gardener. And it's also the home for the ISU Shakespeare Festival. But the grounds have a lot of wonderful pocket gardens and large display gardens, and it even has an authentic Japanese garden.
And you can access that via Ewing Park as well.
I think you could.
Yeah, I think you can come in the back way that
That's right.
Yeah. Is there an accreditation process for becoming a botanic garden? Who designates? What's the process like?
There is an accreditation for all public gardens, so similar to the Arboretum. The minimum requirement typically starts off with a map and a full listing of all the plants that are in it. And then from there, you have other requirements about the strategic planning is the biggest one. What are you doing to realize the best outcomes? What are you doing to avoid known unfavorable outcomes? What's the level of collaboration? Is it perceived collaboration, or is it real collaboration?
You said there was a new map of the Fell Arboretum. Where is that available?
If you go to the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, you can see the map. It's right on the front page there. Similarly, within the ISU Biological Sciences webpage, you can find the Fell Arboretum webpage, and you can see the map and the list there as well.
And will there be some hard copies available in the community at some point?
There could be in the future, but the map is very large because it covers a 512-acre area. And producing the maps to sell or share to the public is a substantial cost, but it's not without possibility.
This botanic garden designation, could that turn ISU into sort of a tourist destination for people who want to come and look at some of these assets?
I don't see how it would turn out any other way. Of course, it's going to be people that perhaps went to ISU, but I think about people that visit public gardens like yourself and myself. You go all over to visit them. You make it a day's worth of activities. The way things are situated here at Illinois State with our botanic gardens and our relationship with Bloomington Normal, there's be plenty of places to stay, plenty of places to get something great to eat, plenty of places to have fun when it's dark because you can't enjoy the botanic gardens in the dark. And ISU is ready to roll out the red carpet for anybody that wants to come and visit any of the garden assets here.
If you have any questions about the Fell Arboretum or botanical gardens or about anything in your garden or landscape, send them our way and we might answer them on an upcoming episode of Grow. I'm Mike McCurdy with Patrick Murphy. Send your gardening questions to wglt.org/grow.